Well, the conversation about measles is sure to continue on social media, but let's see what else is trending with Femi OK, host of the stream on Al Jazeera English. Hi, Femi.
Hello there, Jeremy. Hello, Peter.
Hello.
So one of the top picks in the NFL draft, Nick Bosa of Ohio State University, went to the San Francisco 49ers last night after his agent recently scrubbed his social media accounts of all controversial posts and likes about political and racial subjects. Bosa addressed a group of reporters about the deleted tweets last night.
I've learned from it. I was insensitive in some of the things I was saying, and I'm glad to be moving on from it, and I'm excited to start with the Niners.
Femi, what was he saying online that was drawing this criticism?
Well, Nick Bosa, he's a very enthusiastic supporter of President Trump. He's very comfortable sharing his conservative views. He's posted criticism about things, you know, pop culture things like the Black Panther, Beyonce, back a couple of years ago when he was a teenager. So teenage boy on Twitter, normal sort of things that you expect to see. For instance, when Lemonade was all the rage, that's Beyonce's big song that came out in March 2016, he said, "Beyonce's music is complete trash. The song Lemonade is pretty much a transcript of Democrat Twitter." That's his opinion. No harm there, perhaps. He's also liked viewpoints like build a wall, crime will fall, no more refugees, Obama is doing nothing. So you can see where his political stance actually is when he's actually operating on Twitter. More problematic, though, when he starts talking about particular NFL players.
Like Colin Kaepernick, who we call the clown.
For instance, yes. Two Colin Kaepernick tweets from August 2016 from Nick Bosa. Kaepernick is a clown and Krapernick is the reason ratings are down. Now, he scrubbed his account. He's got rid of all of these tweets. Why are we able to still read them? Well, that's because whenever you're a high-profile person, somebody of note, there is a likelihood that someone will screen grab your tweets and save them for later, which is exactly what happened to him.
Which they did. Now, if you're a fan of the 49ers, a lot of them weren't pleased, but, you know, some of his teammates actually did welcome him to the squad. So anyways, there's that. But I want to ask you about another question, another story. An African-American man recently shared a photo of himself wearing a bandage that matched the color of his skin. It got a pretty viral, bittersweet reaction, Femi. Tell us more about that.
I'm looking at it right now. Let me describe it for you. It's Dominic Apollon, and he's taking a hand selfie. One is far away and his hand looks perfectly fine, and then one is very close up, and then you see very discreetly there's a band-aid on, but it's a deep dark brown band-aid. And he says that this was a moment for him. 45 trips around the sun, but for the first time in my life, I know what it's like to have a band-aid in my own skin tone. So you can barely even spot it in the first image. For real, I'm holding back tears. That seemed like a really extreme reaction to something as simple as a band-aid, but it's the idea of skin tone, matching your skin tone, whatever colour you happen to be. And lots of people actually weighed up on that. A.B. Williams says, "It is indeed mind-boggling. It took so long, embarrassingly long." From A.B. Williams' Twitter profile, I am guessing that A.B. Williams is actually Caucasian. And then lots of people of colour said that it actually changed their lives.
Wow.
Okay.
And
Femi, I just want to get to one more thing in the last
please,
minute we have.
Go ahead. Okay. Femi, I can hear you.
Merriam-Webster
to do the next story.
Has added hundreds of new words to its dictionary, and somebody already wrote a song about them. Listen.
All right.
Buzzy, gender nonconforming, garbage time, snowflake, bioabsorbable. I now live in a purple state. Top surgery.
Okay. A lot of new words, Femi. Real quick, what are your thoughts?
Need some pictures, please. It's about time. The words that we use every day, and we think, oh,
snowflake.
That's bound to be in the dictionary. Snowflake.
I've never
new
used
meaning
traumatology.
For snowflake. Page view. Why is that page not already
view.
In the dictionary?
Right.
And then, of course, some words from our time that are very present in the way that we are managing in the world and our society. Things like gender nonconforming.
Right.
I think that's really important that that is in the dictionary. It is a thing, and it's something that we're grappling with. Many, many more. Go to Merriam-Webster Dictionary. It's one of the most fun online accounts that you can actually follow. And it's all about words.
Femi OK, host of the stream on Al Jazeera English. Femi, thank you.
You're welcome, Jeremy and Peter.